And on the phone with me right now is Jerry Leach, ticket mill manager of the Old Mill, located over at the Old Mill. Jerry, thanks for joining us here on Buzz Touch Designs.
Hey, how you doing, Ryan?
Good. So a quick note is Jerry is selling Buzz Touch T-shirts at the ticket mill, little booth area. And so so I got to plug my own product, but...
of course.
Well, but, yeah, so it's starting to warm up, Jerry, and a lot of inquiring minds are wondering, will the drums and the guitar scream this summer at the Old Mill Leschwab Amphitheater?
Well, you know, I'd say that's pretty much an understatement. I think last year we had a really successful concert season, and we were worried about being able to keep up, you know, at uh-huh. least I know I was. I was hoping that we could even come close to last year, but I think that we're gonna do a good job this year. There's some shows that are ready to go. They aren't officially announced yet, but you know, I figure that if
wait a minute, so we're the first ones to know about this?
That's right. I figured that I would let you know first, and the listeners you have in your podcast know first, and hopefully I don't get in trouble for it.
Well, cool. So who's going to be playing? I mean, that we don't. Well, actually, what has been announced? Who are coming that everybody knows about? So just in case there's somebody out there who doesn't know.
Yeah. Well, let's see. On July 6th, we have the country artist Sugarland.
Okay.
July 25th, The Fray, which they're kind of an indie rock kind of outfit.
Oh yeah, I've heard their music on what was it like? They have that. Grey's Anatomy, they played that a lot on their promos. But yeah, so onward.
I'm sorry. And then, of course, we got Kenny Rogers, September 29th. You know, he's a country music legend.
Oh, yeah.
That should be a good show. But there's a lot of shows that that I just found out about, kind of came down the pipe. And I'm pretty excited about. We're on July 2nd, we're going to have Chris Isaac.
Oh, yeah.
And he's been here before. It was
yes,
a great turnout last time he was here. He's just a fantastic artist. And the very next day, July 3rd, Alison Krauss and Union Station will be here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, you know, we got a little bit of a country tinge going on.
Yeah, well, last year was, it seemed like it was a little bit more rock and roll. This year is a little bit more country.
A little bit, you know.
It's
yin and yang, you know.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it works out. But one of the shows that I'm really excited about is the day after the Sugarland show, July 7th, Willie Nelson will be here.
Oh, no way!
Yeah. And it's the Friends and Family tour that he's doing, and it should be a really good time. I mean, of course, you know, every Willie Nelson show is a good time, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know, Jerry, let me tell you, I that's one of my favorite concerts I've ever attended at the Leschwab Amphitheater.
You know, you're not the only person I've heard say that either.
Oh my gosh, I mean, I have so many different people. From so many different backgrounds and tastes in music and lifestyles, all in one place, and they all love Willie. And it's just amazing the groups and crowds that what an amazing artist.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, one thing he's been playing with the same guitar for a while, I guess. And
I believe it was his mother bought him a nylon string guitar years and years ago when he was a kid, and he still plays it to this day.
Really, and
yeah.
it's so worn down that you could actually the wood is from where he's been strumming. The wood is actually gone.
Yeah. I hope that maybe someday I'll get a chance to actually speak to him and ask him about that. How he maintains that guitar. You know, because I mean he's what I think 72 now.
And he's still rocking.
He's still going strong.
Yeah, it's just
you know, and you know when you get. A legend like Willie Nelson on a stage, he's not going to let the crowd down. He's going to really put on a fantastic show.
So what's your favorite Willie Nelson song?
You know, that would be really
let's ask the people out there, send your comments. What's your favorite Willie Nelson song? And there's a lot of people out there who are going to be very excited about the other artists that you mentioned.
Okay.
And so, yeah, shout out. Tell us who your favorite... what your favorite Willie Nelson song, or who are you most excited coming from what Jerry just said? Are there other bands that might be released?
You know what? I was just clicking on my email here, and looks like we just confirmed the Doobie Brothers for July 22nd.
Oh, the Doobies! They were here as well.
Yeah, they've been here before too. So we're getting, you know, we get a lot of artists that want to come back.
Is that right?
It's such. Well, I mean, of course I'm biased, you know, but it's just such a beautiful venue. You can't ask for a better view or a better layout,
and
it's not big. So you don't feel like you're getting lost in a crowd.
No.
You know, it's an intimate show when you come to the amphitheater.
Absolutely. And it's very, very friendly. I truly enjoy going to concerts there. But, you know, hey, Jerry, I want to thank you for unraveling all this and letting you know the Buzzsuch crowd know about it first. That's great.
Oh, sure. Just, you know, make sure that people don't say that they heard it from me.
Okay.
just in case I wasn't supposed to tell you.
So, all right. Well, I'm gonna go in and cut this one. And thanks for joining us. And thank you out there. And stay tuned for. Actually, I plan on podcasting at the Lesheron Amphitheater during the summer. So, who knows who we'll meet. Jerry, thanks for joining us.
Oh, no problem, Brian.
All right.